I've got a wonderful scripture for you if you're hurting today. Because I am sure hurting. Oh, and I'm hurting badly. Hi, I'm Chani Tata, and I'm not complaining. I'm just being upfront. Okay, like, I'm recording this program in advance, right? And I've got to stop and adjust, got to push my hips, loosen my corset. Oh, no, now I got to tighten the binder, pause again, gulp down Tylenol and gabapentin, shift my position in my wheelchair one more time, lift up, reposition my legs. Oh, God bless my dear friend here sitting next to me for her patience. But hey, you've got to do what you've got to do. And besides, it's not about my pain. I'm keenly aware that you have pain as well. And I'm always looking for ways to encourage you in your struggles. And you don't have to be in a wheelchair like me. Your pain could be related to your job or your family or even these tough economic times. Whatever the struggle, I so want to help. I mean, this program is called Sharing Hope Through Hardship, right? And it's what I enjoy doing. So let me share a really solid scripture that I know will strengthen your hope and bolster your spirits today. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 and 4 say that our Savior, Jesus Christ, quote, was a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Other translations say that he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. One paraphrase says, it was our weakness he carried. Now, those verses from Isaiah chapter 53 are, for me, better than any gabapentin pill, because the Bible assures me that Jesus experienced the depth of my suffering so that I could experience the depth of his strength. I would have no comfort, no power to endure, unless Jesus took on all of my infirmities, and I mean all of them. Look, Hebrews says that Jesus was tested in every way like you and me. So when I feel like caving in from pain, such as today, I can know that Jesus has already been there. And if you have bad headaches, it's not unreasonable to think that Jesus could have struggled with the same thing. Does your back hurt? Jesus felt excruciating pain to the point of saying to his Father, please, this is too hard, really. I mean, that's what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane. As our human representative before God, Jesus had to take up our infirmities and experience our sorrow. He experienced the worst of suffering so that you'd have power to endure yours. This means we can trust Jesus, that his strength will see us through. His grace will be enough. His help will get us through the day. Not stoically or with resignation. No. His strength, his grace and help even make us rejoice in our sufferings. Wow. So how can I rejoice when my pain is at a level 8 or 9? Well, again, I consider Isaiah 53. It continues saying, quote, we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion. He was beaten so that we could be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. Friend, when I am in pain and I read Isaiah 53, that verse keeps me from complaining. It also gives me hope and, yes, even joy. I can rejoice. And I'm not talking about a happy, giddy joy. I'm talking about joy that is so profound and deep and fulfilling and unshakable and enduring. And I can be joyful, for God laid on Jesus the sins of us all. And the salvation that Christ secured for us, oh, dear one, that salvation is more than satisfying, more than fulfilling. Yes, even when your pain level is off the charts.